Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the 18th chapter, verses 15 through 40. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple, since that disciple was known to the high priest. He entered with Jesus into the court of the high priest, but Peter stood outside at the door. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the servant girl who kept watch at the door, and brought Peter in. The servant girl at the door said to Peter, "You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in the synagogues and in the temple, where all Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me and what I said to them. They know what I said." When he had said these things, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying, "Is that how you answer a high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If what I said is wrong, bear witness about the wrong. But if what I said is right, why do you strike me?" Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself, so they said to him, "You also are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter again denied it, and at once a rooster crowed. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters, so they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. So Pilate went outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." The Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken, to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So Pilate entered his headquarters again, and called Jesus, and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting, that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, "I find no guilt in him, but you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. So do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" They cried out again, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor James Dobb, St. Paul Lutheran Church, Havlick, North Carolina.
Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from our risen and ascended Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our message this day is from the Gospel according to St. John, the 18th chapter, verses 15 through 40. The courtroom was packed. The large tables before the defense and prosecuting attorneys were stacked high with papers, files, and folders that were filled with evidence, statements, and items related to this very important trial. There was much at stake here. The freedom of a person was in the hands of a jury of his peers. The first witness was called and made her way to the stand. The witness was asked to place her left hand on the Bible, raise her right hand, and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And so the trial began. In our text for our message, we have a parallel story taking place. On the one hand, we hear about the denial of Peter of Jesus, and on the other hand, we hear of the accounts of the sham trial of Jesus before Annas and Caiaphas and then Pilate. Towards the end of our text, Pilate asks the very powerful question, what is truth? In our text, three times Peter was asked about his relation to Jesus, asking if he was one of Christ's followers, even being called out by one of the relatives of the man whose ear Peter cut off in the Garden of Gethsemane. Yet three times Peter lied. He didn't tell the truth. He denied his very own Lord. He disowned his Savior. The truth for us is that there are perhaps times that we do the same. Perhaps there are times when we deny Christ, disown our Lord, and don't always do those things we should do as one of his children. There are those times when we should stand up for our faith, when we should speak for those who don't have a voice, when we should fight for justice when injustice occurs. Yet often we just hide behind the shadows of our fears, think to ourselves that we don't want to offend others by sharing our faith. Or perhaps there are just those times when we are doing those things that we know are plain wrong according to God's word. The truth for us is that we are sinners who fall short of God's glory. Yet, this isn't the only truth for our lives. Because of the events of this text, because of the sham trial and the sentence which was handed down upon Jesus, there is now hope for you and for me as one of God's children. We have great peace in knowing that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life for each one of us. Jesus bore for all of us our sin when he went to the cross. Jesus paid the debt of all of our transgressions as he was nailed to that crude instrument of death. By his stripes we have been healed. By his blood we have been purchased and made whole. We have the truth and the joy of knowing that Christ has secured our salvation and life everlasting for us through his death and resurrection. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. This is the greatest truth of all. We read later in Scripture that Peter was restored by Jesus, forgiven of his sin. And we have this same forgiveness each week as we gather in God's house to hear his word, confess our sins, and receive holy absolution. As we gather together and eat the very body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, we know that these gifts are given to us for the forgiveness of our sins. This is the joy that we have each day as his very own children, to know that in Christ we have hope, we have comfort, and we have great joy. Sometimes the truth of the law is very hard for us to hear. Yet we aren't law Christians. We are Easter Christians. We live in the light of Christ and with great peace found in the gospel and God's word and sacraments. Let us give thanks each day that we are forgiven. Let us give thanks that we are dearly loved. Let us give thanks that one day Christ will come back to take us to be with him forever. Let us give thanks that we have peace in him who is the way, the truth, and the life. Now may this peace, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
We thank Pastor James Daub for today's meditation on God's Word.